Today's daf is Nida Daf Chof Gimel, and we are about 25 lines from the top of Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis Hamapeles Kemin Dogim. So the topic is the first sugya of the third parak of Masechtas Nida, parak Hamapeles, and that is a woman miscarried, a chaticha, a child that doesn't look like a typical child. It's Kemin Dogim, Chagovim, Shkotzim, Ramasim. It's kemin behema chaya va'oif. Either way, discussion in the Mishnah, machlokes tanoim, different nuances depending on exactly what this miscarriage looked like in terms of what the halacha would be. Does this woman have to keep yimei tumah v'tahira like every yoledes does, or does this woman not have to keep the standard yimei tumah v'tahira? So the third case of the Mishnah was hamapeles kemin dogim chagovim shkotzim v'ramasim. A woman that miscarries something that looks like a fish, a grasshopper, shkotzim v'ramasim. Yeshimam dam tmei v'mav tahir. If she has dam, she's going to be tamei. If not, she's going to be tahar. The Gemara is going to begin. Let's speak it outside first with a very obvious question. This is the third case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah was Hamapeles Chaticha, a woman miscarried a Chaticha, a mess. Im Yeshi Madam Tmei Vim Lav Tahir. And over there, Rabbi Yehuda said, Benkach U Benkach Tmei, that it doesn't matter whether there's Dam or there's no Dam, but regardless, she's going to be Tamei. The question is, if Rabbi Yehuda argued in the first case of the Mishnah, Hamapeles Chaticha, even if there's no Dam, the halacha is she's going to be Tamei, then how come in the third case of the Mishnah, which she was Mapel Kimin Dogim Chagovim Shkotzim V'Ramasim, there the halacha is only if she has Dam, she's going to be Tamei, but if not, she's going to be Tar. Wouldn't it make sense that Rabbi Yehuda should argue in the third case as well? Why did Rabbi Yehuda not argue in that case as well? Amrei Shlokish, B'machloikish, Shnuyev Rabbanani. You're right, really, said Rei Shlokish. Rabbi Yehuda argued in the third case as well, but there was no need for the Mishnah to chazer over Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Once we know Rabbi Yehuda holds a mapelas chaticha, even if there's no dam, the halach is she's going to be tamei. If she was mapel something that looks like a fish, a grasshopper, or shkatzim v'ramasim, even if there's no dam, it's the same Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu tame Rabbi Yehuda atkan lekam Rabbi Yehuda asam elagabi chaticha the oved dam the karish." The only reason Rabbi Yehuda said is halacha in the reisha by mapelas chaticha that even if there's no dam, she's going to be tamei. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though we don't see dam, really there is dam, the chaticha itself is dam. It's dam that was koresh, and it's for that reason she's tamei, because she sees dam. I will bury your life. But you can't tell me that this creature that she miscarried, this fish, this grasshopper, the shkotzim v'ramasim, are dam. That's certainly not dam. So in the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda argued, because in the Reisha there was dam. Where was the dam, the chaticha? The reason Rabbi Yehuda didn't say his halacha in the third case of the Mishnah, because in the third case of the Mishnah there was no dam. Says the Gemara, "Hachlish nam Rabbi Yochanan, b'ef shalom psichas akeva b'loy dam." So if you recall on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, so the Gemara had a detailed discussion in terms of what exactly the machloikis is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And according to one Lishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that she's going to be Tomei when she's Mapelas Chaticha is not because the Chaticha itself is Dam. Chaticha maybe is not Dam. The reason is because E'efshel L'psichas HaKever B'loy Dam. It's inevitable that if the uterus opened, that there shouldn't be blood. And even if we don't see the blood, there must be blood there. Fake the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who in the second Lishnah of that Gemara said that time of the Rabbi Yehuda is Yevshel Psichas Akever B'loy Dam is Lif Like Nami Rabbi Yehuda B'ha, meaning Bishloima. If time of the Rabbi Yehuda is because the Chaticha itself is blood, so we understand the difference between a Mapelas Chaticha and a Mapelas Dogim Chagovim Shkotzim Ramasim. But if time of the Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do with the Chaticha, it has nothing to do with what was miscarried. It's just that we know for sure there's an umdena de muchach that there was blood, even though we don't see it, because Yevshel Psichas Akever B'loy Dam. So what's the difference if she was Mapelas Chaticha and the Psichas Akever resulted in a chaticha coming out, or if the psichas akever resulted in a fish coming out? At the end of the day, there was a psichas akever. So if that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and the Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai, because in that second lishna of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said Yevshel psichas akever b'loy dam. So how could Rabbi Yochanan over here suggest that there would be a chiluk between Mapelas chaticha, mapelas dogim? So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to say that man de masni hach lishna masni hachi. The one who had that lishna in the Gemara and daf chafalo from the base, who said that Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that time of the Rabbi Yehuda was because E.F. Shalopsichas Akeva Beloinan, so Masni Hochi, he'll have to say an argamara that Rabbi Yochanan of Rish Lakish, Tami Chavayu, Bemachloikish Nuya Verabonani. It's not Rish Lakish that just said Bemachloikish Nuya, but it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish that said Bemachloikish Nuya. Either way, there's two approaches how to answer the general question. The question was, you have in the first case of the Mishnah, Pelas Chaticho, a Machloikish Rizal Chachamim, if there's no Dam, what she's going to be talking. And then my Pelas Dogim, Chagovim, Shkatsim Ramasim, there doesn't seem to be a machloikis. Why did Rabbi Yehuda argue in the first case by Mapelas Chaticha and not argue in that case? Essentially, what the Gemara said was that really it's totally in the two timim of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda in the Reisha is because he holds the Chaticha itself as Dam, so then you could say a Chilik. Where the Chaticha is what came out, the Chaticha is Dam. You're not going to tell me the Dogim Chagov and Shkatz from Muslim are Dam Dekar. It's not what they are. It's something bizarre, but it's not Dam. And being that it's not Dam, so that would explain why Rabbi Yehuda didn't say his Shita. If Taimed the Rabbi Yehuda, however, is, because he has Shalop Sikhs, like Havavaloy Dam, so that's a Sfarah that you should have in the case of Mapelas, Dog and Chagamash, Gotz and Ramazim. Why then didn't Rabbi Yehuda argue? So you have to say, really did argue, and it was self explanatory. It was understood that this third halacha is all going the Shitas Harabana, but according to Rabbi Yehuda and Chinami, that would not be the halacha. Either way, the Gemara is now going to discuss in great detail the fourth case of the Mishnah. So again, what were the cases? Hamapelos Chaticha, that's the first case of the Mishnah. Second case was Hamapelos Kimin Klipa, Kimin Saira, Kimin Ofar, Kimin Yavchushem Adumim. So we saw this a little bit yesterday. So something red came out of the woman. It's just not clear if it's blood or not. Is it a scab of a wound? It looks like the peel of a fruit. It looks like a hair. We're not exactly sure what it is. Consult the doctors. There was an experiment that was discussed in the Mishnah and again in the Gemara. The third case was Amapelas Kimin Dogim Chagovim Shkatzim V'Ramasim. Here everybody holds Tahar. And then the last case was, I'm reading from the Mishnah, Amapelas Min Behema Chayvoif. What happens if a woman miscarries a Behema Chayvoif? So we'll see in the course of the Gemara exactly what this means. But Pashav Shana in the Gemara, for sure, this should be the mindset as you start the Sugya, that a woman gave birth to a child, but a child didn't come out. A Behema came out. A behemoth, the ganza ganzkai, a 100% full-fledged behemoth, or a chaya, or a knife. So the halacha is, bein tmeim, bein tayim, it doesn't matter if it was a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, im zachar, if it was a male, behemoth chayva oif, teshev lezachar, vim nekeva, teshev lenekeva, vein mein yodua, if it's not clear, teshev lezachar, lenekeva, divrei rameya. So rameya holds a phenomenal chiddush. Woman gives birth to a behemoth chayva oif, the halacha is, zachar, Tumas Yeledes of a Zachar, Nekeva, Tumas Yeledes of a Nekeva. The Chachamim say, no, Kol She'im by Mitzuratz Adam, Ein Vlad. This is not a Vlad. So there's no way in the world, as we'll see in the course of the Gemara, that this Machloikis remain the Chachamim doesn't just impact the laws of Tumah V'Tahira, it impacts other areas of Halacha as well. Do we look at this as a child? Or like the Chachamim say, Kol She'im by Mitzuratz Adam, Ein Vlad. So as the Gemara, HaMapeles Kibin Behemah. And just one thing is clear. You see, there's a difference between being Mapeles Behemah Chai V'Oif, where you have this Ramei Shita, versus Mapeles Kimin Dogim Chagovim Shkatzim V'Ramasim, where you don't have Ramei Shita. So it's not like Ramei says that any creature that comes out of the woman is considered a Vlad and would trigger the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. No. There's a difference between Behemah Chai V'Oif on the one side and Dogim Chagovim Shkatzim V'Ramasim on the other side. So what exactly is Shitas Rameir? And why would there be a nafgamina between Behem Chai V'Oif and Dogim Chagovim Shkatzim V'Ramasim? And what's going to emerge from the Gemara, it's a long Gemara, but what's going to emerge from the Gemara is three pshatim, three possibilities of what exactly time of the Rameir might be. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, my time of the Rameir. Hoyel v'nema bo yitzir kadam. He learned it from the Gzeira Shafa. It says, Vayitzar Hashem alikim mino adama kol chayas asada ves kol oif hashamayim. When the Pasuk describes in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created chayas asada and the oif hashamayim, the Torah uses the word Vayitzar. So it says Vayitzar regarding chaya, it says regarding oif. That doesn't say regarding behema, but we know chay b'chal behema. It also says yitzira by Adam, vayitzer Hashem alikim es Adam, ofar mina Adam. So we have gzeira shava yitzira yitzira. It says yitzira by Adam. It says yitzira by behema, and therefore we learn from there that a behema is also considered like an Adam. it's on some level a yetzirah. So if a woman would give birth to a behemoth, she would have the halachas of tumas yeledes. Now, incidentally, there is a difference in the world of drush and the divrei agada between the yetzirah that it says by Adam and the yetzirah that it says by behemoth. By behemoth it says vayitzer with one yud. By Adam it says vayitzer with two yuds. And Chazal have many drushes in different places. Rashi in Parshas Bereishis says vayitzer shtei yetzirah. It's two yuds. Yetzirah lo'ilam hazeh, yetzirah l'tchias ha-mesem. The Gemara darshins that person was created with two yetzers. Oili mi yetzri, oili mi yetzri. So qualitatively, be'echos, there's no question that the yetzirah of Adam and the yetzirah of Behema are different. But at the end of the day, in the world of Gzeira Shava, Vayitzer, Vayitzer, that one yud's not going to make a difference. And you have over here a Gzeira Shava that says that a yetzirah's Behema, on some level, from a halachic standpoint, even can be treated like yetzirah's Adam. If this is the case, my pelas, the most tanin, if a woman gives birth to a tanin, big fish, she should also be Thomas Leda, however, never by yetzirah, go Adam. It says over there, not Vayitzer, it says Vayivra, but Bria and Yetzirah are synonyms of each other. They really mean the same thing. So if a woman gives birth to a tanin, that should be the halacha. How do you know not? Because Rav Meir in the Mishnah only argued by Behema, Chaya, and Oif. Rav Meir in the Mishnah didn't say his halacha by Dogim, Chagovim, Shkatzim, V'ramasim. A tanin is a type of fish. So you see clearly Rav Meir didn't say his halacha by fish. If time of the Rav Meir is based on Yetzirah, Yetzirah, then Lechura, although you don't have Yetzirah that you have Bria, so the Gemara says, no, Amri, done Yetzirah, Yetzirah, Vein done in Bria, Yetzirah. There's a difference between Yetzirah, Yetzirah, Faith the Gemara, is that true? My naf gemina, what the Gemara says every time in Shas, that the Gemara tries to deflect the Gzeir Shavah because the word's not the same. Rabbi Shmuel famously made a Gzeir Shava, or the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel made a Gzeir Shava between the word Veshav and the word Uva, even though the two words are not the same, they don't even rhyme, but they mean the same thing. So you see, two words that mean the same thing is enough of a basis to make a Gzeir Shava. So right, the Gemara, Bria and Yetzirah should also be enough. Va'oit says the Gemara, Nigma Bria, Mi Bria, Tichsev Vayivra L'kimis Adam B'tzamoy. Just like it says Vayitzer, as a Adam, it also says Vayivra Elikim as Adam Betzalmai. So just like you have a Gzeira Shava, Yetzirah, Tzirah, Fabeh Mechai Vayiv, why don't you say Bria, Bria, at least for a tannin? Maybe not all fish, but at least for big fish. So the Gemara says, Amri Vayivra Lagufe Vayitzel Lafnui. Now you can't make Gzeira Shava, Bria, Bria, because the Torah actually had to say the word Bria. It's only Vayitzer that's extra, and being that the word Vayitzer is extra, so you can use the word Vayitzer for the Gzeira Shavas. As the Gemara, Vedani Yetzir Mizer Adarabba, how do you know that Vayitzer is extra? Because it says Vayivra, thus you can use Vayitzer to make Gzeira Shava. Maybe Vayitzer Lagufe, maybe the Torah needed to say Vayitzer. Vayivra Lafnuyeh, Vedani Bria Bria. Meanwhile, what the Gemara is saying is that the only way we're going to be able to make this Gzeira Shava, we'll see more about this in the course of the Gemara, but the only way we're going to be able to make the Gzeira Shava is if we're using an extra word. If the word's not extra, we're not making Gzeira Shava. So the Gemara says you can make the Gzeira Shava Yetzira Yetzira because the word Vayitzer that it says by Adam is extra. The reason it's extra is because it says Vayivra, it says Vayitzer. You don't have to say twice that Hashem created man. Vayivra, Vayitzer. Oh, Vayitzer must be extra. So I can use Yetzira. Fake the Gemara. I agree one of them are extra. But how do you know that it's Vayitzer that's extra? Maybe it's Vayivra that's extra. And what's the difference? If Vayitzer is extra, you could make the Gzeira Shava Yetzira Yetzira. If Vayivra is extra, then you make the Gzeira Shava Bria Bria. So how do you know which one to make? So the Gemara says you're right. Elo Vayitzer Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. As far as Adam goes, you can make the case that Vayivra is extra. You can make the case that Vayitzer is extra. However, in order to make this Gzeira Shava, it's not going to be enough that you find one of the words being extra. You're actually going to need both of the words to be extra. That's the only way this Gzeira Shava is going to happen. Is if the two building blocks of the Gzeira Shava, both sides of the equation, are extra. And the Gemara says, by Vayitzer, that Gzeira Shava, both sides are extra, as opposed to Vayivra not, says the Gemara. How so? Vayitzer, Mufta Mishnei Tzadim, Mufta Gabi Adam, like we just said, Mufta Gabi Behema. It's also Mufna Gabi Behema. And the reason is because there's another pasuk that says, Vayasa Likim Es Chaya Sa'aretz. Now, even though that only says Chaya, which means Chayim Behema, what about Oif? But it says, Vayasa Likim Es Chaya Sa'aretz. So, Vayitzer of Adam is extra because it says, Vayivra Likim Es Adam. Vayitzer of Behema is extra because it says, Vayasa Likim Es Chaya Sa'aretz. But Vayivra Gabi Adam Mufna. As opposed to the Gzeir Shava of Vayivra, that you're right. On the Adam side, you could argue it was extra, but by Tanan, it doesn't say twice that Hashem created fish. So that side of the Gzeirah Shavah won't be extra. Therefore, you don't make that Gzeirah Shavah. But the Gemara says, one second, my Mufna Gabi Behem. Where is it Mufna by Behem? Like we just have Yas Likim as Chayis Haaretz. Uksiv and Esavis Hashem Likim Adam Kol Chayis Haaretz. Gabi Tanan Nami Afnuye Mufna. Fish have a similar pasuk. Uksiv es Kol Remes Adam. Isn't the Kol Remes Adam a reference to the big fish? That's the second one. He says, no, Remes Tchsev Asav the Yabashu. It says clearly, it's called Remes Adama. Fish live at sea. They don't live on dry land. So they're not Remes Adama. They're not crawling on the floor. As a result, we have a Gzereshav of Yitzira Yitzira. We have a Gzereshav of Bria Bria, hypothetically. The Yitzira Yitzira Gzereshav is Mufna Mishteit Stodim, as opposed to Bria Bria would only be Mufna Mitzad Echad. And the only way that this Gzeira Shava happens is if it's Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. Or at the very least, that's the preferable Gzeira Shava, and that's why we make the Gzeira Shava Yitzira Yitzira to be Marba, that a Behema Chai Va'oif is like Yitzira Sadam, even in Halacha, such as with regards to Tumas Yeledes, as opposed to Big Fish, where the Torah uses the word Vayivra, which is a lashon that you find in the context of human beings, but it's not a gzeirah shavah mufna mishteit sadam, and even though it could be a gzeirah shavah mufna mitzad echad, that in and of itself is not going to be enough. Says the Gemara, my nafke mino, they mufna mitzad echad, the mufna mishteit sadam. So the general plot of the daf is this chiddush of Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds that a woman gives birth to a behema, a chaya, a oif, it's considered a vlad, even in halacha. But as a subplot, the Gemara is discussing some of the halachas over here, Gzeirah Shavah. And this next Gemara is actually a Shas Gemara. It's very important. So just one short introduction. And that is, Gzeirah Shavah is one of the Yud Gemara, the Shatayr and the Jereshah Spam. So what's Gzeirah Shavah? You have two parashiyas in the Torah that both use the same word, la la, whatever the two words are, tesvav, tesvav, and you can make Gzeirah Shavah between two parashiyas where the Torah used the same word. Stating that there's three madrigas in Gzeirah Shavah. There's a Gzeirah Shavah where the word itself that we're darshing is not an extra word. The Torah had to say what it said. The Torah had to say that the kosav lo sefer krisos, obviously. But even though it's not an extra word, but it says it, and it says that same word in another parasha, and that allows us now to be medam and milsa lemilsa to equate the two parashiyas. Then you have a Gzeirah Shavah where one of the words are extra. So one of the laws would be extra, superfluous, not necessary in the narrative of what the pasuk is trying to say. Bal karchach, it's coming to teach me something, oh, to use for a gzeirah shavah. And then you can have a gzeirah shavah where both sides of the gzeirah shavah are both extra. There's a nafkamina in halacha, how you treat the gzeirah shavah, where it's not mufna at all. Mufna meaning extra. None of the words are extra. It's mufna mitzad echad. One of the two are extra. And mufna mishneit stodim are both of them. This is what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Says the Gemara that the reason Rav Meir was mar b'behem echayev v'oif, that it's considered a vlad, and not the tanin, is because Rav Meir's sheet is based on gzeirah shavah. This is a gzeirah shavah that's mufna mishneit stodim. This is a gzeirah shavah that's only mufna mitzad echad. Says the Gemara, my nafke mino, be mufna mitzad echad, mufna mishneit stodim. Like, why does that even matter? So the Gemara says, no, nafke mino, dam Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, because these are very important halachas. It's called gzeirah shavah, shein mufna kol ikir. Rabbi Yudah said the name of Shmul. Any gzeirah shavah that's not mufna at all, ein lemeidim heimena. You can't learn from it. You can't use such a gzeirah shavah. Interesting. Mufna mitzad echad. What happens if the gzeirah shavah is mufna mitzad echad? One of the two words are extra. So here's a machlokes. The Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is the authority. He's the Mara d'Shmaitza when it comes to Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr Nidrashas. As in Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, right? That's Rabbi Yishmael. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael always involved. Every sugya of Yud Gimel Midah is going to be a Rabbi Yishmael or a Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. But either way, mufna mitzad echad, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is a made of Eimashivan. Now, you could learn such a gzeirah shavah. You can't even ask questions on it. The Rabban, according to Rabban, is made of Eimashivan. You could learn the gzeirah shavah, but you could frag up the gzeirah shavah. As long as the word's extra, there's a basis to darshan it, but you can't ask kashas. Mufna mishnei tzadim, if it's mufna on two sides, divya akol made vei meshivin. Everybody agrees that you can't ask kashas. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, ma'i yikabei mufna mitzadecha, mufna mishnei tzadim. Rabbi Shmuel said that if it's mufna mitzadecha, the made vei meshivin. If it's mufna mishnei tzadim, divya akol made vei meshivin. So what's the difference, according to Rabbi Shmuel, between a mufna mitzadecha? According to the Rabbanan, it's three classes. You can't darshan it at all. You could darshan, but you could ask. You could darshan and you can't even ask. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's two categories. So the Gemara says, no, nafkimina, there is a difference. In the event that you have two choices of gzeir shavas, one gzeir shavas mufti misarech, the other gzeir shavas mufti mishnei tzadim. So what's the halacha? Shafkina mufgar mitzad echad v'yalfina mufti mishnei tzadim. So you're going to use the one that's mufti mishnei tzadim. You're not going to use the one that's mufna mitzad echad. Either way, says the Gemara, l'hachi afni rachmana l'behem mishnei tzadim, l'hoi migma mufti mitzad echad. So Tachlis, as it relates to us, sugya, you want to know why we're learning the gzeir shavah yetzira yetzira and not the gzeir shavah bria bria, because this is this would be a gzeir shavah mufni mishnei tzadim. That would be a gzeir shavah that's mufni mitzad echad. It's preferable to darshan the gzeir shavah that's mufna mishnei tzadim. Rav Acha b'Reid Rava masti lo mishmei de Rav Elazar l'kula. Rav Acha b'Reid Rava also had three classes of gzeir shavah that's not mufna at all, mufni mitzad echad and mufni mishnei tzadim. But he had it a little differently in terms of what halach is. And in this nusach, it's more kula dig. How so? Kol gzeir shavah shei mufna kol ikar lemeid b'mashivin. According to the first version, if gzeir shavah is not mufna, according to the Chama, you can't darshan. No, he said if it's a gzeir shavah that's not mufna, everybody agrees. Lemeid b'mashivin, mufni mitzad echad. If it's mufna mitzad echad, Rabbi Shmuel lemeid b'mashivin, the rabbanon lemeid b'mashivin. If it's mufna on one side, Rabbi Shmuel lemeid b'mashivin, the rabbanon hold male. Says the Gemara, we hear even in the Rabbanon two overlap, because if it's any mufna at all, lemeidim umeshivin. If it's mufna mitzad echad, it's also lemeidim umeshivin. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbanon, my ikubain mufna mitzad echad, v'she'ena mufna kol ikar. Says the Gemara, nafkimina heichad mashkach is a mufna mitzad echad, v'she'ena mufka kol ikar. Nafkimina would be is if you had two choices, one is mufna mitzad echad, one is not mufna at all. V'lav l'hayis le'pircha, v'lav l'hayis le'pircha. There's no pirchas over here. Now you have to just pick and choose between the two. Shafkina she'ena mufna kol ikar, v'gamina mufna mitzad echad. So it's preferable to use them. Says the Gemara, v'hacha my pircha yeka. So saying over here that we're preferring the gzeir shavah yetzira yetzira over bria bria, because this one's mufna mishnei tzadim, this one's only mufna mitzad echad. L'chura, the nafkamina between mufna mishnei tzadim, mufna mitzad echad is more in terms of could there theoretically, hypothetically, been and had an issue with the gzeir shavah. Says the Gemara, what could the pircha have been that we're even getting involved in this? So the Gemara says, "Mishum deik ayin Rashi, mishum deik lemifrach malo adam shekem metame mechayim." Because there's an obvious percha over here. I mean, at first glance, you say, "What's the percha? What's you're asking? You're making gzeir shava between adam on the one hand, the mechayim oif on the other hand." I could ask a percha. First, I don't know what the percha is. I mean, this just the whole gzeir shava sounds interesting. The percha just seems so obvious. But the Gemara says, "No, the percha is like more of a detail because you're using this gzeir shava for dine tuma v'tahira." That's the sugya that we're learning. In the world of Tomei V'Tahira, there's a big difference between a Behemah Chayav Oif and an Adam. An Adam can become Tomei while he's alive, obviously. A Behemah Chayav Oif can't become Tomei while it's alive, right? A Behemah touches one of the Shemayna Shrats, it doesn't become Tomei. The Behemah becomes Tomei when it dies. So, being that you find a difference that Adam is Metamei Mechayim, as opposed to Behemah, which is not Metamei Mechayim, there's a Pircha, hence the Sugya, says the Gemara. So the first Pshat of Rameir was Behema Chayv Oif is considered a Vlad. He learns it from a Gzeir Shava that's Mufna Mishteit Stadim. It says Yetzira by Adam. It says Yetzira with regards to Behema Chayv Oif. So who said this? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Gemara, V'chein Amar Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiyah Barab said the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gedoyle Amayram, these were the Gedoyle Adar. They were both of the same opinion. Hainu Taim Adar Ameir, Hoyol Venemra by Yetzira Ka Adam. The same Shakla V'tayomali, Rabbi Ami. But over here, when Rabbi Chiyah Barabbas said this over, so the Amiram started asking in kashas, it wasn't the same questions that Rabbi Yehuda was. So Rabbi Yehuda said this over in Shmuel, one shtak levataria was one shear, one tumul in the chabura. When Rabbi Chiyah Barabbas said it over, it's the same halacha, but it was a different tumul. The Olam was asking different questions. So Rabbi Ami said, Rabbi Chiyah Barabbas, Elmiat, if this is the case, Hamapelas, Demus Har, what happens if a woman miscarries a child that looks like a mountain? So, cute baby, but what's the halacha? So, ima tmeya leida. The mother's going to be tami tumas leida. Or should be tami tumas leida. Shnemar, because the pasuk says, kihine yoitzer harim, uvayre ruach. It's a pasuk in Amos, Berak Dalet. Amos said that when Hashem created, he used the word yitzira. So, how you have yitzira? So, Amalei, so he told him, har mikam apel. Is it possible? Could a woman miscarry a baby that looks like a mountain? Have you ever seen a mountain? Mountains are very big. Even Har Sinai is very big. So how's that possible? And then he'd come up else. And then it could be maybe the size of like a big rock stone, but not a mountain. And now who goes? It's not called a mountain. Yeah, the mountain is big, relatively speaking, but it's not relatively speaking. Tachlis, was that a mountain? A woman can miscarry behemah chai v'if, but not a mountain. El Miyata says, okay, I hear. What about a mapelas ruach? What if a woman miscarries a sack that was filled with ear, like wind? That it's not exer shofa mufna, it is. Because mitahavali lemichav yoitzer harim vir ruach. Instead it said, ki yoitzer harim uvayre ruach. He told him, forget about this Gzeir Shava, because now you want to make a Gzeir Shava between a Pasuk in Bereshis and a Pasuk in Amos. Don in Divrei Torah mi Divrei Torah, then don in Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbal. You can't make such a Gzeir Shava, and as a result, what we're left with is the Gzeir Shava Yetzira Yetzira, and this concludes the first beer, the first Hezber of Rameya Shita, that Rameya holds if a woman miscarries a behemah chayav, she's going to be a tumah later. It's based on a gzeirah shava. So just two very light, short ha'aras before we go weiter. Number one, so we're talking about different lishoinois, different nuschois of yitzira. We had vayitzer, we had vayivra, vayas. They all mean the same thing. Vayivra, Kadosh Baruch Hu created. Vayitzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu created. Vayas, Kadosh Baruch Hu made, or Kadosh Baruch Hu created. But obviously, there's a lot of richness in Lashon HaKodesh, and even though the words from a high level mean the same thing, but the punchline of each one of these words is a little bit different. So what's the difference? So Vayivra, we know, is always Yesh Me'ayin. Every time you find the word Bria, it's always Yesh Me'ayin. I saw the Malbim says that Vayitzer, it means to form. So Vayivra, you're creating something from nothing. Vayitzer is you take that Ayin, that matter, and you give it some sort of form. Vayas, asiya, is when you complete the form. So Bria is the initial creation, the Yesh Me'ayin. Yitzira, not when you take the Ayin, when you take the Yeshus, and you make something from it, you start giving it form. Vayas is when it's Tam V'Nishlan. Hadron Alach, when it's finished, that's when you have Vayas. The Ramban says in his Pirush al HaTorah that the Torah begins. What's the first Pasuk in the Torah? Bereishis Bara Likim Es HaShamayim Ves Aretz. Frank the Ramban, there's another Pasuk that says, Kisheishis Yomim Asa Hashem Es HaShamayim Ves Aretz. When you make Kiddush, right? Kisheishis Yomim Asa Hashem Es HaShamayim Ves Aretz. That's in the Aseres HaDibros. Sirah says Bereishis at the beginning, at the first moment of creation, Bara Likim Es HaShamayim. It's the same mamash, the same Pasuk. Bereishis Bara Likim Es HaShamayim Ves Aretz. And then it says Kisheishis Yomim Asa. So which one was it? Was it Bereishis at the first moment of creation that everything was created? Or was it Kisheishis Yomim Asa Hashem Es HaShamayim Ves Aretz? Says the Ramban, Loikasha, Bereishis Bara. What happened was at the beginning of creation, HaKadosh Baruch created everything. Everything came into existence at 1 minute, but it didn't come in its proper form. The matter that would eventually result in the world the way we know it was all created at one moment of time. Bereishis Bara, everything that will ever exist came into creation. The potential, the energy that would result in the Bria as it is today came at that one point. Stating that, Kisheshes Yomim Masa Hashem. Hashem took that matter, and during the days of creation, He started giving it form until Vayichul Hashemayim Varetz V'chol Tzvam. It was completed the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be. That's the first order. Second order is that we said as a subplot of the daf. So we have the halachas of Gzeir Shava. So you see clearly that there's different levels of Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava that's not Mufna. Gzeir Shava that's Mufna Mitzad Echad. There's a Gzeir Shava that's Mufna Mishnei Tzadon. It's a very obvious kasha that you have to ask on this sugya. What's the kasha? The Gemara, Chazal say, Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Me'atzmai. I mean, this is something that's axiomatic. It's also something that we just had the other day. Gemara Daf Yates. So, Luchura, Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Me'atzmai. So, Gzeir Shava has to be Alpi Mesir anyways. It's anyways Tali in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's Tali in Mesir. It's a Mamar of Shach. If you have a Mesir on the Gzeir Shava, then you can't ask kashas. And if you don't have a Gzeir Shava, then who cares if the words are extra? So, how do you reconcile the sugya of Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Me'atzmai with the idea of Gzeirah Shava Mufna and Gzeirah Shava Enem Mufna, Lemedim Umashivim, Lemedim Eim Mashivim, Eim Lemedim Klal, Manav Shach. Either you have a Messiah or you don't have a Messiah. If you want to take a look in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagoyes, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a very big chiddush. He says that it could be there's a stira between the two sugyas. It could be Yanachan. I mean, that Gemara of Ein Adam Dan Gzeir Shavim Me'atzmai doesn't reconcile, it doesn't stem with this idea of Gzeir Shavim Mufna and Gzeir Shavim Einam Mufna. So both of them will often be quoted in the same tumble, in the same conversation where you're trying to understand Gzeir Shavim. He says, maybe not. It could be there were two drachim in Chazal had to understand Gzeir Shavim. There was the derech of Ein Adam Dan Gzeir Shavim Me'atzmai, and then there's the derech of, no, fakert. You could dan Gzeir Shavim Me'atzmai, you could even ask kashas on Gzeir Shavim. Just one other thing that I think is worth mentioning, you learn a Gemara about Gzeir Shavim, and that is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has a very famous shita that all the Achrayim try to understand, and that is, we know the first mission in Kedusha. Ha'isha niknes v'shloisha drachim. Bekesef, Bishtar, Ubir. The Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchas Ishos, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. V'lekuchin Elu, referring to Kiddushin, mitzvah saseh shel Torah. It's a mitzvah esa doi raisa. U'be'echod mishloisha dvar ma'isha niknes. There's three ways that a woman is niknes. Bekesef, oy bishtar, oy bebir. Says the Rambam, Sisri Torah. Bebir, u'bishtar, mena Torah. If a man is bekadosh anisha, bebir, u'bishtar, the Kiddushin is chal medoi raisa. U'bekesef. If, however, a man is Bekadosh Anisha Bekesef, it's only Medivrei Soifrim. It's only Medivrei Soifrim. First glance, the Rambam's a Pella. It's Medivrei Soifrim. How do you know what Isha Niknes Bekesef? So the Gemara really brings two Pshatim, but one of them is next week's Parsha. We learn it, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. That just like Avram Avinu bought Stei Ephraim with Kesef, it says Kicha. Kicha, kicha, mistei Ephraim, kiyikach ish isha. It's learned out from Gzeir Shavah. So lechur, if it's learned out from Gzeir Shavah, what's pashib shad? How's it possible that the Rambam could say that if a man is makadash an isha with kesef, that it's only kedushin derabanan, it's only chal midivrei soifrim? How could it only be midivrei soifrim? It's Gzeir Shavah. Gzeir Shavah doesn't have a din of a deraisa. So listen to the lashon of the kesef mishnah. He says zed dover kasha heich kasef shak kesef midivrei soifrim. Shari lamdu kedushin da beis kedushin kesef kichel kichel mister Ephraim. V'chol dover anilmad bi achas min yud gimel midas habit var Torah. Something that's learned out from yud gimel midas shat Torah in the drashas pam. You think for sure as a din of a deraisa umatzasi kasef, says the kesef mishnah I found shaharamach b'hagoisav in his. That goes on the Rambam. Heyik, Shirabenu Atzma Higia Besifrei Ushloshtam Divritay. Now you still have to know what the Havamin of the Rambam was, but at the very least, we can calm down because the Rambam apparently was magia it in some of his later texts. The Gam Animot Sasi came and says the Kesef. I also found that Betshuvas Rab Avram Benoy. So the Rambam had a son, Rab Avram Ben Rambam, also a Gadol Hadar, and in his Sefer, one of his Tshuvas, it's clear that he held that the Rambam was crazy. He says, "But we call Makar and lean nearish Einay Dusay Nachlin." I think they're all making a mistake, and the reason I know that is because the Rambam said it again in Perek Gimel Halacha Chof, and he said it in greater detail in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, when he says Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's referring to the Rambam in the Shayrus Hasheni. So the Rambam has Shroshim where he lays out different rules and principles. You saw this as it relates to what's considered a mitzvah, what's not considered a mitzvah. And in the Shoresh Hashem, he talks in detail about the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem, U'besoichem Gzei Rishava. And the Rambam seems to say that anything that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem, even Gzei Rishava has a din of a Rabbanan. It doesn't have a din of a Deraisa. This is something that ties into a lot of raid. But just one thing, this is actually a shita that's featured very prominently in a very well-known daf in Shas, and that is Ksubas Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. So that's prime real estate. Ksubas Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the concept of Kol de Mekadosh Adaita de Rabbanim Mekadosh. Vafkinu Rabbanim Mele Kedusha Mineh. The Rabbanim have a right? The Rabbanim had a koyach to be Mafkiya Kedusha. That's what the Rajba asks Akasha. Every Aguna, why don't the Rabbanim just say Kol de Mekadosh Adaita de Rabbanim Mekadosh and just take her out of the situation. Just be Mafkiya the Kedusha. But either way, that's the Gemara Ksubas Daf Gimel Amid. The Gemara says, "Called the Mekadosh Adaita the Rabbanim Mekadosh, Vafke Inu Rabbanon the Kedushim." And there are times where the Rabbanon invoked this special power that they have. Amalei Ravina the Rav Ashi. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, "Teinach Kadosh Bekaspo, Kadosh Bebiya Mayukilavim." I understand if a man was Mekadosh Anisha with Kesef, that there's a concept called the Mekadosh Adaita the Rabbanim Mekadosh. But Kedushe Biya, how can you do it for Kedushe Biya? The question is, what's the difference? What's the difference if it was Kedushe Kesef or if it was Kedushe Biya? So Pasha, you learn in one case, there was an actual bia. So what, you're going to be oikah the kedushin l'mafreya? What happened to all the bilas? They're going to be bilas nus. And that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, they're going to be bilas nus. But Rashi brings a pshat that he heard from his rabbeim. Shomati kol rabboisei mefarshen. The kodesh bekaspo, the kedushe rabbonon inu. That's kedushe rabbonon. And that's where he was coming from. Amish, this Rambam. He said he heard it from all his rabbeim. So here it's a Rama, maybe it was a mistake, it was a grais, he changed it, he edited it, Rav Avram Benoy was already made, that it was a toys. The Kastamashim brings rais. This was a pshat that made its rounds in Kaisla Beis Medrash. Rashi's Loshin, Shamati Kol Raboisai, all my Rabbeim. So Rashi clearly had more than one Rebbe. And he says, I heard from all my Rebbeim, they all said the same shot, that the reason the Gemara thought maybe there's an afkamina between Kedush HaKasa and Kedush HaBiyah is because Kedush HaKasa with the Rabbanim. But he says, V'yav Shalom Erkein. He asks the Kasev Mishnah's Kasha. Chod, the Gzei Rishavahi. Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. V'chol Alom Eid Migzei Rishavah K'may Shekosov Mefurishu. It's mamish like it's Mefurish L'chol Dover. Either way, that idea that Gzei Rishavah is Mefurish L'chol Dover, is that only according to the sugya that holds in Adam Dung Zayr Shavim Yatzmai? So either way, I'm not sure if these two shmuzin connect. That wasn't the point. The point is that we're learning a Gemara about Gzeira Shava, and as it relates to Gzeira Shava, so you have two shailas. Number one, in the terms of Gzeira Shava, Ein Adam Dung Gzeira Shava Me'atzmei versus all the sugyas of Gzeira Shava, Mufna Mufna B'Sarechot, Mufna Mishneit Sadam, how do you reconcile that? And Va'oid, we always think of Gzeira Shava as if it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, like Rashi's Kashan, all his Rabbeim, in Ksuba Staf, Gimel Amad Aleph. But on the flip side, you have a whole nother thought of exactly how Gzeira Shava works. So it goes from being mamish as if it's a pasuk in the Torah to, no, it's only midirabbanon. In fact, if someone's mekadesh and isha, the Rambam right in the beginning of Hilchas Ishos and Perek Gimel Halacha Chav and Shair Shasheni and Rashi's Rabbeim all held that maybe Kedusha Kesef, even though it's Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, will only be midirabbanon. Right, Kedusha B is not mefurish in the pasuk. Nothing's mefurish in the pasuk. But there's a chisaron in Gzeira Shava. It's less than a drasha. So the drushas that we learn when we learn Gemara are somehow better than even Gzeira Shava. Zok to Gemara weiter. Second pshat in Rameyer. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yoichan. I know time of the Rameyer. Pshat in Rameyer that holds that if a woman gives birth, will behem chaya oif. It's considered a vad with regards to tumah. Hoyol veinayim doymis kishalata. The reason is because the eyes of a behema chaya and an oif look like human eyes. And being that their eyes look the same, meaning it's a behema, it's a chaya, it's an oif. But the eye of a behema, not The eye of the behemah chayim looks like a human eye, so there's enough similarity, and that's why it's treated like a vlad. If you look at Rashi, doymis l'shaladam shachar shabayin. It's referring to the black in the eye. Have a ogul kibehemah. It's round by a behemah kishaladam alvol didogin, but by fish lav ogulhu. It's not round. I saw a note on the bottom of the art scroll Gemara that most fish, the black of the eye is round, so it's not clear exactly what fish Rashi was referring to. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Bar Bachana, also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So the first one was Rabbi Chia Bar Rab in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It was also Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. This is Rabbi Bar Bachana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But if this is the case, Hamapelas the Mus Nachosh, if a woman gives birth to a snake, that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah at all, Te'ima Tmei Leido, she should be Tami Leido, Ha'iva Gag Leido, Gag Gulik Shalodim, because the eye of the snake looks like the human eye. The Chitei Machinami, you'll say, yeah, who said that? But the Gemara says, listen, Nachash, we went to great lengths to mention Behema, Chaya, Oif, Diyab, Dogim, Chagovim, Shkot. So how come we don't mention snake, obviously? The Gemara says, no. You know, we didn't say snake? It would have been a little misleading, because the Tana Nachash, I would have thought, Benachash would complete Rabbanu led Rameir. Because we wanted to mention Rabbanon Shita, Rameir, the Rabbanon are the Koyach, the Teir, other. So I would have thought that maybe the Rabbanon are only arguing on Nachash, what would be the Svara, that the Rabbanon should argue with Nachash, but not Behema, Chaya, Oif, because the like Siv Be'yetzir, Al Behema, Chaya, Loi Pligi, the Siv Be'yetzir. Because you could have thought that maybe the Rabbanon hold it Gzeira Shavah. Maybe they hold it the first Pshat in the Gemara. They just argue by Nachash because Nachash doesn't say Yetzirah. So it could have been a little misleading had it mentioned Nachash. It's for that reason we just didn't mention Nachash. And by not mentioning Nachash, you'll never get confused of what the Rabbanon Shita might be. But Enochinami, according to Rameyer, Nachash, if a woman miscarries, she will be Tomei Tomas later, says the Gemara. V'agabi mumin kitanila eshagalene ogul kshalim. How can you tell me that the eye of a behema and a chayanoi for that matter, but specifically a behema, looks like the human eye, and that's time the Rameyer? Isn't the eye mentioned as one of the mumin in Masechtas Becheiros? So Masechtas Becheiros, we have all the sugis of mumin, right? An animal that's a mumin, you're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach. So bechor b'mum, you can't put on the mizbeach. You have to give it to the kohen, but you can't be makriv on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah over there mentions different types of mumin, and one of them is shegal galeni ogel kishal adam. If the eye of the behemoth looks like the eye of a person, it's a mum. Is it a mum, or do they have the same eyes? Like Kasha, habu'uchma habitzir. We're talking about the black of the eye. Habitzir, it's talking about the eye socket. The socket of the eye is not supposed to be like the human eye. If it is, it's considered a mum as it relates to the black of the eye. That, yeah. Rabbi Yana, Yomar, Hainu time to Rameir. Rabbi Yana said a third shot of Rameir. Hoyul ve'ineim holchis lefneim kishaladam. Because animals, behemoths, chayas, and oifas, their eyes are in front of their face as opposed to on the sides. And that's like human beings. And being that they have that similarity, that's why they're treated like a Vlad with regards to the dinim of Tumma v'Tayif. Right? The Gemara very oif. They ain't end of hoichos lefan. But come Rameh the Tumma. It's not true. An oif. Oif, the eyes are on the side. I'm Rabbi b'kariyah v'kifufa. You're right. Rameh didn't mean all birds. He meant certain birds. He meant the kariyah and the kifufa, which are owls. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that these are birds that look like oif hatzayik balayla. They make noise at night. Upon of doim lechasol. And their face looks like the face of a cat. Either way, Ubashar Oifis, so is that true? Remeir, when he said Oifis in the Mishnah, he was only referring to the Karya and the Kifufa. He didn't mean all. So again, Remeir holds, if a woman gives birth to a Behema Chaya V'Oif, the halacha is she's going to be Tomei Tomas later. According to the Chachamim, not. Rav Chanan Atiknas came and he was Machria. He said, I'm going to paskin. Behema and Chaya, I hold like Rav Meir. Oifis, I hold like the Chacham. Says my Oifis. When he said, I hold like the Chacham by Oifis, what was he referring to? Ilayim and Bekari v'kifufa. Did he mean Kari v'kifufa? These owls, Maishon behema v'chaya, they didn't hold himself name of Shalom, Kari v'kifufa nami. What's the difference between Kari v'kifufa and a behema and a chaya? These seem to be birds that have characteristics like the behema and the chaya. So if he holds like the Chachamim by Oifis, that are Kari v'kifufa, then he should hold like the Chachamim regarding behema v'chaya as well. Ela pshita, you have to say. It's obvious. Bishar oifos. Then when he said, I like the chachamim pshita by oifos, he meant other oifos. But what do you say? If he holds like the chachamim by oifos that are not carried the kifufa, at the very least, we see the Ramei poly bishar oifos. The Ramei said a shita bishar oifos. Okay, Tom, Ramei only said a zalacha be carried the kifufa. That's what we're forced to say according to the third pshat. Because in the third pshat, we're saying, why is behemoth v'chaya like Adam? Their eyes are in front of them. They're not on the sides. Oifos are not like that. Oh, we mean oifos that do have their eyes in the front. Meaning now you're limiting what Rameir meant when he said oifus. Doesn't stem with this. Gemara says, no, chasurim mechsev achiktani. If we do a little surgery to what Rav Chanan ben Antikna says, we can make this work very nicely. Rav Chanan ben Antikna soy minir lidev Rameir bebehema v'chai. I hold like Rameir bebehema v'chai avu adin kari v'kifufa. And I also hold like Rameir when it comes to the kari v'kifufa because they're like behema v'chai in terms of these characteristics. V'divir chavim v'shar oifus. I hold like the chavim when it comes to shar oifus. Why? Sha'af Rameir loy nechlik imam el b'kari v'kifufa. But shar oifus moitim. Because if Rameir only argue with the chachamim b'shar. By Kari v'kifufa, he didn't argue with Shara. So it's not Shara, he was holding like the Chachamim b'Shara Oifas. He was holding like Rameir with the Gantz guy. Rameir never said his halacha b'Shara Oifas. That's why he's going like the Chachamim. Not because he's paskining like the Chacham over Rameir, because there really is no machloikis in that case between the Chacham and Rameir. Says more about Tanya, I think we have a raya to this from a braisa. Amar Rabbelez Barab Tzadik, Mapelas Min Behem V'chay V'oif, a woman gives birth to a Behem and a Chaya, not Oif. Mapelas Min Behem V'chay, Divri Rameir Vlad, Ule Divri Chacham and Meir Vlad, Koin Rameir Vlad, Koin Chacham is not, but Oif, what happens if she gave birth to an Oif? Tibadek, so the halacha is, you have to do a Bedika. Laman Tibadek, who we being Bodek, meaning whose Shita is this? We just mentioned Machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim. Be'ema v'chai, Rameir says Vlad, Chachamim says not a Vlad. Oifis, Tibadik, who? Rameir? So the Gemara says, Liv Rameir? Sounds like Rameir. The Amar Kai v'vim, Shara Oifis loy. Oh, what are you being by? I thought he holds by Oifis, she's always going to be Tommy. No, you have to take a look. What bird did she just give birth to? Did she give birth to an owl or a pigeon? You know, what exactly was the bird? So if it's an owl, then she's going to be Tommy. But you see clearly that there's a chil between birds, which is a raya that Rameh only said is halacha b'kari b'kifufa, which is a raya to the third pshat in Rameh, but the Gemara says, I'm going to b'idra v'ikol, it's not muchach, maybe tibadik the Rabbanon. Maybe the raya, or what the Bryson meant when it said tibadik, was the Rabbanon. I mean, even though the Rabbanon hold him up, Pelos ben behem of v'chai, this is going to be a chiddush. Hold is not a Vlad. And an oif is also not a Vlad. But there is a time, according to Rabbanon, where there will be a Vlad. The ami kari b'kifufa in, shar oif oisloi. So again, according to Rameir, Behem Chaya, and all Oifus maybe is going to be considered a Vlad. Because Tami the Rameir is like the first and the second pshat, and respectfully, not like the third pshat. What then does it mean that if the mother gives birth to a bird, Tibadik, you have to figure out what kind of bird it is to determine whether she's going to be Tami or she's not going to be Tami? We're going according to the Chachabim. What are you checking? Chachabim hold nothing. No, the Chachabim actually hold a Chiddush. They hold that a Karyaviki Fufa is Mochamer, and a Karyaviki Fufa, that's one Hechatim, so even according to the Chachabim, this is going to be Toma. Why? Because their cheeks and their cheekbone is somehow similar to a human being, and it's because of that, even the Chachamim, who hold, what do you mean? You gave birth to an animal. This is not a Vlad Gomer. No, if the cheekbone is like that of a human, that would be enough somehow. Even in the Chachamim, a Kari of a Kifufas, an owl, yeah? But all these other animals, not. So on this note, we just learned the whole Gemara. A Gemara about, as everyone's laughing, but you'll see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Rabbi Yirmiyahu was going to ask this question because he was trying to get people to laugh. So I think we're being Derish and Mekayim, what Rabbi Yirmiyahu's intention was. Gemara says, we just learned the whole Gemara about a woman giving birth to behemoth and chayas va'oifes. Rabbi Yirmiyahu turns to Reb Zeira, and he says, Lirab Meir, the homer be'ema be'ishmei ish of lad ma'al-yuhu, that if a woman gives birth, for example, to a female behemoth, so the halacha is, it's a Vlad Ma'aya. You made Tumah 14 days. You made Tyra 66 days. Keep above the Kedushin Ma'u. What would be if the father was Mekadosh his daughter? Spitin Asati Lishazeh, a man has a right to be Mekadosh his daughter until she becomes a Naira or a Begeres. So what happens if the father was Mekabel Kedushin on behalf of this daughter? Is she Mekudeshes or is she not Mekudeshes? So Yirmiyahu says, now before you act, you're going to say L'mayin Afkamina, right? What exactly does this mean? You're going to make a chuppah? Like, what does this mean? He says, no, it's Surah B'Achaisa. I'll tell you, Chapsan Afkamina. Chapsan Afkamina, could somebody or could this person now marry her sister? If the Kedushin is Chal, then you can't marry your sister. It's Achis Ishtoi. If the Kedushin is not Chal, then it's not going to be Achis Ishtoi. Now, Rash Tosfos says, why do we have to jump to the sister? Why can't we discuss this child itself? So Tosfos says, because it's poshit that as it relates to this child, the child's not going to have any dinim of a Vlad. And the reason is because the child is going to die, as the Gemara is going to say soon, meaning it's very difficult for this child to live. And Taisva says, being that it's impossible, or it's not going to live very long, so there's no shaila whether there could be a bia with this child, because the bia is anyways not a bia until the Vlad turns 3 years old. There's no shaila whether you can kill the child, because the child has a din of a treifa. So Taisva said, this was the nafkemina that Rabbi Yirmiyahu preferred. But either way, this is Rabbi Yirmiyahu shaila. If somebody was Mekadosh this girl, what do you mean? She's a Ketana. The father was Mekabel Kedushin on her behalf. Is a Chal the Kedushin for Achos Isha or is a not Chal? Says the Gemara, the Meimer the Chayi. You seem to be suggesting that the child could live. Why? Because the only time Achos Isha is an Erva is while. So the halacha is a man is not allowed to marry his wife's sister, but only while his wife's alive. What if somebody's wife dies? Then he could marry his sister. She's not an Erva anymore. So Achos Isha is a unique Erva. It's the only Erva in the Torah that's this way. That it's only an Erva that, being that it's Bom Machmas Ishus, is Kayin as long as his wife's alive. But Achis Grusha says Aser. But once she dies, at that point, the Erev is not there anymore. The point is that if this animal, this creature is going to die, then what's the conversation of Achis Isha? It's a moot point, because Achis Isha is anyways going to be mutter once this creature dies. And we know Rameir holds, the Gemara is going to digress on that soon, that Rameir, he said his halacha, that the reason the behema, chay va'oif, has tumma sleda, is because there's something called a behema, something called a chay, something called an oif, that can live. A behema usually could live. It's mashmer Rameir, let's be medayik Rameir's lashon, this animal can't live. This particular one, an animal that came from a human being's womb, cannot live. But that gives it some chashivas of life. But the Baron, you see that it can't live. So it can't live. So what's in the gay Achos Isha? So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked this question to Rabbi Zeira, not because he thought it was a real question. He knew it was a silly question, but he was trying to get Rabbi Zeira to laugh. He tried very, very hard getting him to laugh, but v'loy gachich. But the Gemara says it didn't work. Rabbi Zeira didn't laugh. So let's pause here. Rabbi Zeira didn't laugh. Two ha'aras. The first daughter is on the topic of Rabbi Yirmiyahu trying to get Rabbi Zeira to laugh, or Rabbi Yirmiyahu laughing and Rabbi Zeira not. So Rashi sends us to a Gemara in the Sechtes Brachis, Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Omer Rabbi Yoichinom Mishum Rashbi. Also, the Adam Shimalis Chayk Pib by Mazet. It's also for a person to laugh in Oil Mazet. Shenemar, it says, Ozi Molis Chayk Pinoy. When are we? Are you allowed to be yimol ischayk pino? That's bezman sheyemru ba'goyim higdol Hashem la'asay zemeil. But oyla mazeh, you're not allowed to laugh. Oz yimol ischayk pino. But today, you're not allowed to laugh. That's the Gemara Rashi. That's why Reb Zeira didn't want to laugh. Reb Zeira didn't want to laugh. So Reb Zeira said, "Name Rashi as mitarnish lach." Truth is, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Omru all of our Rishlokish shem miyom of leimoles choyk piv ma'ol mazem michisham Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe." That from the time that Rishlokish heard this from his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, he never smiled. Leimoles choyk piv, or you have to know what moles choyk piv means. Ba'ol mazem michisham Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. So in the Ben Yehoyada asks, now what was the Chiddush? Rabbi Yochanan said something. He said in the name of Rashbi, also the Adam Shimali is Chayk Piv Ba'il Mazeh, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon's Talmud heard that, Amru Olav, they say there's a legend about Reish Lakish, Therefore, when he heard that, miyamav lemoli ischayk piv boil mazeh. Think to Ben Yehuda, what's the chiddush? First of all, Rabbi Yochanan said it's aser, and second of all, Rish Lakish was a Talmud Muvig of Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan said it's aser, of course you would think it's aser. Kasha vaday kol mili de chasidusa de shomer Rish Lakish from Rabbi Yochanan have a mekayim umayshna hay. What's the chiddush over here that Rish Lakish observed this thing that Rabbi Yochanan said? Right, it's reminiscent of Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Baloisa. Vayaske Naharin says Rashi lahagid shvachah shel haharin shloishin. Everybody's bothered. Lahagid shvachah shel haharin shloishin. Obviously, what's the chiddush? But what's the chiddush that amru all of our Rish Lakish? Azoy freik the Ben Ishchai in his Pirish on Divrei Agada and Ben Yoyada and Mesechtes Brachis Daflam and Aleph Amar Aleph. He says Venir libziyate deshmaya ki Rish Lakish haya tivoy batchen. Rish Lakish naturally was a batchen. Now you know the rest of the story. K'moy bar kapara, like the Gemara in Masechta Zedarim talks about bar kapara. Ukefi tivayu min hagoy, hayu kasha olav chasidazut. This was very hard for him. For Rish Lakish to control himself from being yimalei schoik piv was very difficult. V'im kol zeh hayu nizavah. However, he was mekabel. Once he heard it from his Rebbe, it was something he was mekabel. So yesterday or 2 days ago, we spoke after Ben Yoyad, the Masechtas Brachas, Daf Chaf Ches, where the Ben Yoyad talks about the idea of birthday and how a person has a special mazal on his birthday. So this is three dafim later in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph, that Rish Lakish was a batchen. But either way, if you look in that Gemara, this is the Gemara Rashi quoted, but if you look at the beginning of the Gemara, Daf Lamed Amad Beis, the Gemara tells stories about different Amayuraim that were laughing. Says the Gemara, Rab Yirmiyah Habi Yosef Kameda Rab Zeira. Rab Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rab Zeira. Chazid Habi Kobodach Tuva. And he saw that Rab Zeira saw Rab Yirmiyah, that he was very besimcha. Omalei, so he quoted him a pasuk. He said, Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, Bechol Etzev Moiser Udvar Svasayim Achla Machzor. What are you getting happy for? You happy? Vosbista Azay Besimcha. And it's not a good thing, because too much simcha can bring a person to a bad place. Amalei, so he told him, I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. Rashi says, Vehim Eidos Shemem Sholos Koiniu Mishorsay Alai. Beautiful Rashi. There's Eidos now that I'm in a state of Yerushalayim. I don't have to worry about being besimcha. My simcha, you don't have to worry about. Again, it was Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was besimcha, and Rabbi Zeira is giving musar to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So you see a Rabbi Yirmiyah l'shitasai and a Rabbi Zeira l'shitasai. I'll tell you something fascinating. There's a Gemara in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing actually something that's pretty similar to the sugya that we're learning right now. Boyamine Reb Zeira Mirabavo. Reb Zeira asked Rabavo a question. Yardoloi Dmus Chamor Mahu. What happens if an animal that looks like a donkey came down from Shemayim? Is it a kosher animal? Or is it a non-kosher animal? On the one hand, it's a donkey. A donkey is a non-kosher animal, but it came in Shemayim. So if it came in Shemayim, then maybe it's kosher. Amalei, it's Rabbi Vo told Rabbi Zeira, Yorud Nola. Yorud Nola. Ha'amri le, don't we know? Ain dover tome yerim in Shemayim. So if it came in Shemayim, you have nothing to worry about. But what did he call him? He called him a Yorud Nola. Zok Rashi, what does that mean? Tanin, a fish, shoita. You're a foolish fish. Oiv sheshmoy tanin, but who's shoita? Why is he a shaita? Ubaicha umas bitamet. This fish always cries. It's always mourning. The chol tanin the mikra metargamin and yerudin. So the tanin agado that we had earlier in the daf. Every time you find the word tanin, that's yorud is a fish. Nala that's always crying. It's baicha umas bitamet. The Chavis Yor and the Tshuva says that why Rav Avo call Rav Zeira a yorud nala. You know why? Because Rav Zeira was never besimcha. Rav Zeira, not never besimcha, but he was never happy. He never laughed. He was always mekayim this ozi malis chayk pinu. Like the Gemara says over here in Nida Daf Chav Gimel, that Rabbi Yirmiyah was trying to get Rav Zeira to be besimcha. And you find it also in Masechtas Brachas. I just want to clarify. Simcha l'chud and schayk piv l'chud. I got that. It's not necessarily the same thing. But either way, the point is that he had this inyan of, and that's why they called him. That says the Chavis Yar. That's why they call him Yarid Nala. Just a few other Gemaras that came to mind. One is the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Behei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Reb Zeira Kisolik to Yisrael. When Reb Zeira went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Reb Zeira lived in Bavel, then he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he went to Eretz Yisrael. Yosef Meir Tanisa L'Lishtakich Gemara Bavla Minei. He fasted 100 Tanesim, so you should forget Talmud Bavli. He wanted to learn Talmud Yerushalmi, so he fasted 100 Tanesim that he should forget Talmud Bavli. Ki hechi d'loi nitrudei. Then Yosef Meir Tanisa. Then he fasted another 100 Tanesim. L'adishkav Rabbi Loza B'shnei. Rabbi Loza. Marad the Shmaitz of the Yisrael. So he fasted 100 Tanesim that Rabbi Lazar shouldn't die during his lifetime. The Yosef Me'achrina, then he fasted another 100 Tanesim. Like Nishvat Le Nur de Gehenim, that Nur de Gehenim shouldn't be Shailidim. Either way, Rabbi Zeira is fasting 100 Tanesim and another 100 Tanesim. It seems to be consistent. One other Gemara that came to mind is a Gemara Masechtis Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Gemara over there says that Kisamchu Rav Zeira, when they gave Smicha to Rav Zeira, where's the Gemara? When they gave Smicha to Rav Zeira, so the Gemara says they said as follows: they got out all the rabbanim and they sang a song to him. Kisamchu Rabbanu Rav Zeira Shor Lehachi Loi Kichal V'Loi Shrak V'Loi Pirchas V'Yal Aschein. Makeup, it's a person's physical appearance is not what makes him be noisachain in the eyes of people. Why they sing this for Rav Zeira? They sang this for Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira, it sounds like, was Mekayim this idea. He was very nizer and ozim mole, sechayk pinu. Rav Yirmi is trying to get him to laugh. He's fasting 100 tanezim. So Kubi, this was his big moment. They gave him smicha. It was a very big deal when they used to give smicha. Right? It was a huge event. And they sang for Rav Zeira, like kechal, v'loi shak, v'loi pirchas, v'yal aschein. That's hard. But one other thing is, throughout Shas, you find Boy Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi is always asking Shilas. I think this Gemara adds a little light into Boy Rabbi Yirmi, that in this case, for sure, Rabbi Yirmi asked the question to try to get Rabbi Zeira to laugh. And does that mean all the Gemaras are the same way? So now, every time Rabbi Yirmi asks a Shilas, no, maybe Rabbi Yirmi knew it wasn't such a Shilas, but this is the whole purpose that he's doing it. But the truth is that there is a lot of the rest of the story as it relates to Rabbi Yirmi as Ibayas. I mean, one is the Gemara Masechtis Bava Basra, that the Gemara where they was discussing where somebody found a bird. This is a bird that can't fly. It's walking. So the bird is walking, and the halach is that if you find it within 50 amas of a shayvach, then it belongs to that person who found it. So the Gemara says, what if one foot was in, the rechta fis was inside, and the linka fis was outside? What's the halach over there? And the Gemara says, that they were so disappointed about this question that Rabbi Yirmi asked, that the Gemara says they sent Rabbi Yirmi out of Beis Medrash. They threw him out of Beis Medrash. But there's a postscript to that story. It's another Gemara. It's a Gemara also Masechtis. By the way, Nidachav Gimel above Basra. It's a good way to remember. V'simonim. Nidachav Gimel above Basra. But this other Gemara is above Basra. Kuf Samachay Amid Beis. There's no Nidah. Kuf Samachay. But either way, Kuf Samachay Amid Beis in Masechtis above Basra. The Gemara there says that they had a Shaila the Rabbanon. It was talking about Edechad Beshtar and Edechad Alpeh with regards to being Goyvra from the Chasim Shabbat, the Machrai. It's right. There's an Afghan meeting between Edechad Beshtar. This is Nezikin 101. What if there was one eight in the shtar, one eight alpeh? How do you look at it? And no one knew what the halacha was. So they sent the shayla to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wrote back to them. He said, listen, obviously I'm not worthy because I was thrown out of Beis Medrash. But at the same time, I can tell you what I heard. Ani einich kedai, shatem shilachtem li. I'm reading a Gemara verbatim. Elikach das talmidchem noite. You want to know what I heard from your talmidim? This is what I heard. Either way, the Gemara says, va'alda, because of that response, I lu the Rabbi Yirmiyah bebeit midrash. So you have to wait 100-something blot to get to that. But in Chav Gimel Amid Beis and Bava Basra, Rabbi Yirmiyah, al-do afku midei midrasha, because of the question, one foot in and one foot out, and then in Kuf Samachem Amid Beis, al-do al-lu, anyway, this Gemara, I think, adds a little richness, a little texture to this whole Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was trying to get, Adkan, he tried so hard to get Rabbi Zeira to laugh. He couldn't get him to laugh. He tried, but lemaisa v'loy gochich, says the Gemara. At the end of the day, neshkuf am Rabbi Damara. Lama Rameya oil me the miskayim. Rameya, who said this chiddush, that if someone's mapel behem chayv oif taloch is, we treat it like a vlad. What? Was the pshat zomish zayin? The first pshat, the second pshat, the third pshat. Right? Yitziri, it's based on exer shabbat, that's mufta mishnei tzadim. Or it's because the eyes, the pupil of the eyes are round like those of a human being. Or it's because the eyes are in front, the eyes aren't on the side. So Rabbi Yudah said, the name of Rab, that even that Rameya only said, hob me Miskayim. Meaning, at the end of it, it's not a weird creature. It's weird that a woman would give birth to such a creature, but the child itself is a vlad. It's Miskayim. Hayul b'mina Miskayim. That's why. So the Wiwa Medayik, the Gemara mentioned, it's mashma that this child itself can't live. It's hoyu b'minay meskayim, and that's enough. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti said that afan anamitini. I have a raya to this. The diuk that this child itself cannot live. We're so. From a Mishnah in Masechtis Bechayah. So the Mishnah over there is discussing the laws of Bechayah. And we know Bechayah really straddles many different areas in Halacha. You have Bechayah Lenachla, you have Bechayah when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, right? You have the Bechayah that did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, actually, Hukam HaMishkah. But there's many different places where you find the concept of Bechayah. That particular part of the Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting is Ezel Bechayah Lenachla, Vein Bechayah Lekoyim. What's an example of someone that's a Bechayah Lenachla, but not a Bechayah Lekoyim? Hamapeles Kmin Behem Mechayva Oif. Divi Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says if a woman gives birth to a Behem Mechayva Oif, then gives birth to another child. The second child was a healthy, regular human child. So the question is, that second child, does it have a din of a bechor or not? So says Rameir, yeah, regarding Nachla, that child, is, if it's a zachar, is going to get pishnayim. As it relates to Pidyon HaBen, not. Why not? Pidyon HaBen's tolling pet the rechem. The first Vlad was Poita the Rechem. But as it relates to Nechlo, yeah, yeah. The Chachamim say, no, the second child will even be a Bechar. Pidyon HaBen. You have to go through with the Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because the first child is not even a Peter Rechem. Because you're right, it opened up the Rechem. But if a woman bleeds from her Rechem, that doesn't make the child that's born afterwards into a Bechar. It has to be from a Vlad. That's not a Vlad. It's Remeir in the Chachamim with Shita Sayyid. So it's the same exact Machlokes Remeir in the Chachamim. You find now it impacting another Irin Halacha. In our Mishnah, it's impacting the Halachas of Tumas Yeledes. In this Mishnah, it's impacting the Halachas of whether it's considered a Vlad regarding Peter Rechem. But one thing is clear. I'm a pelis sandal. Well, actually, the end of the Mishnah first. I'm a pelis sandal. That any of these things that come out, these are not vlodays at all. So the halacha is that what comes afterwards, everybody agrees is a bechar lenachla, but not a bechar lekoyt. Either way, this is what we need. Now, if you're going to tell me that it's possible for the Mapeles to actually live, so why should the child that comes afterwards be a Bechar L'Nachla? It shouldn't be a Bechar L'Nachla. Because the first one is Elamites Muchach, that the child is never going to live. So it's a raya there. He said, it's oil b'mina miskayim, but it itself can't. In the words, it's not a raya. Omer rabbal oilam d'chayi, shani yosem, da omakro, reishis, oinei misha libei dova, all of yotze zeh, she'en libei dova. This is a drasha, the Gemara brings to many places, that even though it's true that a bechar gets pishnayim, but it's only a bechar that if he would loyalenu die, the father would be dava olav. He would mourn him. And this child, if it dies, it's not mistaber that the father's gonna mourn it. And as a result, even though it's technically a bechar lenachla, but in halacha it doesn't get treated like a bechar lenachla. Boya minei rav adabar ahava meabaya. The rabbi adam behem mei isha vlad ma'ayu. According to rabbi that holds that a behem mei isha is a vlad ma'ayu. Adam behem mei ma'ayu. What would be? Does not rabbi mei shaila. What would be if an adam came out of a behemoth? So till now we're talking about a human that miscarried or gave birth to a behemoth. What if it was in the reverse? What if a behemoth gave birth to an Adam? What's the naf? So it's more the mind nafkamina. You want to know if the behemoth has to keep tumas yeledes? No, that's not. So the mind nafkamina. So the Gemara says shtaru b'achila. Could you eat it? Now you're going to do a shechita ben pakua, right? So yeah, it's possible. So it came out. You did the shechita on the mother. Oh, there's a little baby inside. So the question is, kemen eses? And usually you can't eat a human child. But maybe this is different. Maybe the shechit of the mother works. What do you mean? It's a human being. I know, but it was in the behemoth. The Rav Meir. The child is all according to Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, V'tif shalei mehad Rav Yoichan. Why can't we bring it right from Rav Yoichan? Rav Yoichan HaSheikh, that's behemoth. Umatzah bat mustyoy nasu Rav Achilo. If someone shucks a behemoth and a pigeon comes out, so what's the halakha? You can't eat the pigeon, says the Gemara. Hachi hashtin, no, it's not a tushal. Hasm over there, loy prosis, give loy parasik. A pigeon doesn't have any simanim of a kosher animal. Hacha, but over here, nehid the prosis leka. Even though this human child doesn't have split hooves, but parsimio ikka, it has hooves. Not mamish hooves, but it has feet. And it's sort of similar, more similar than the yoina. So being that there's more of a similarity to a kosher animal, maybe this will be different. Kamashma, lon. Either way. So we just really did the first part of the sugya. The first part of the sugya that discusses the machloikis Remeir and the Chachamim as it relates to a mapeles, behema, chaya, v'oif, where it would seem that the machloikis was where the child that was born was a full-fledged behema, a full-fledged chaya, a full-fledged oif. Stating that, the Gemara is going to continue, and the Gemara is going to entertain perhaps another possibility, but either way, we shall stop.